Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Safety and Transportation Committee for Wednesday, January 20th, 2016. Let's see. Oh, at first, I'd like to welcome Alderman Blazer and Alderman Norton.
Thank you.
Oh, counselors. See?
Counselors. Especially with her. Oh, my God.
Watch out.
I told you.
I'm okay, but you better watch out.
I said it was going to happen a few times, so you're going to have to deal with me for a little while with this.
Councilman.
Great.
You'll never get a membership
to the Sierra Club. I know, I lost it.
All right. Counselors present is Councilor Blazer, Yates, Cody, Norton, Ciccone, our committee clerk, Danielle Delaney, and from the city staff, we have from the Police Department, Sergeant Babcock, and from the DPW, the Transportation Planner, David Kosis. First item for this evening, 352-15.
What do you want to...
Oh, you know what? Let's do the discussion item first, all right? Sergeant Babcock's going to join us with some results of a recently completed survey from local towns and cities on fire hydrant fines, and we added fire lanes as well, didn't we, with that? I did speak with the deputy, and I relayed that to you. The assistant chief, that everything that you said was correct, that they did want that added in there as well, because that they seem to think is being done more frequent than people parking in front of fire hydrants.
You know,
yeah, people are really abusing the fire lanes in different areas. So
I've had people tell me they're not sure how many feet they have. They haven't any complaints, but they're just not sure when they park. Like, how many feet from the hydrant? 10 inside or 10 combined?
10 feet inside. That's from the registry.
Yeah, that's right.
When they get their little license,
And we're joined by Councilor Haney as well. Okay, take it away, Sergeant.
All right, so the survey in your packet. I think it's four pages in. It was first up for the fire hydrant, then after talking to Councilor Ciccone. We called back the same departments and asked them about the fire lanes and the fines mimicked. So under the Newton, there's a fire hydrant fine and it's a restricted area. It doesn't say fire lanes, but it's the same fine. So I will focus here if anyone wants to look at it. I've circled them. But basically, the circled ones are the ones that we're talking about tonight. So the discussion with Councilor Ciccone was he wanted to look into the possibility of raising the fine, so we did a survey. So what we did was the survey was the touching towns or cities next to us, so the touch Newton, and then we went a little bit outside. So in your survey, you'll see Cambridge, you'll see Quincy, and the other ones are all touching. So Weston touches us. Eden touches us, Watertown touches us, Wellesley touches us, Waltham touches us, Brookline and Boston both touch us. So that's how we did the survey. We didn't want to get too crazy and ask too many towns what they're... So some, they laughed at me because they said, well, like Boston, Brookline's the standard. Brookline just went up 2 years ago. Waltham just went up, I think, 16 months ago. And everyone else has been at their level since. So the problem is, we only, last year for 2015, we set 105 motor vehicles for fire hydrants. For the fire lanes, it was only 25 cited. Now, it's either visual, when the officers see it happen, or we're called upon a complaint. So we're not looking for them. But 105 is a lot, and the way I look at it is, 25 is more like a slap on the wrist. Some people think that's enough. My feeling is, especially a fire hydrant, if there's an emergency at someone's house or building or something like that, they need access to that hydrant. And people that ignorant, I associate them to being ignorant when they park in a handicapped spot when they're not handicapped. It's the same relation. It's not a good analogy, but there's a reason why there's a restriction for fire hydrants. It's been in place by the state, fire marshal's office, and local ordinances. So if you're looking at it as a fine, $25, to me it's a slap in the wrist. It's egregious. People should know better.
Alderman Cody. Councilor Cody.
Yeah, just a couple of quick questions. Is it a towing offense? Like, could you have somebody towed if they're blocking one?
Only if something's happening.
Yeah.
Like, say there's an actual fire or something like that, we can actually tow the car.
Okay.
So there has to be, like, an emergency attached to it, an incident.
Okay. And the second part would be, are there any particular hydrants that are bigger violators than others? Or?
I didn't look at that survey. I just had the third-party vendor, Xerox, give me a breakdown on how many citations
for
2015.
I would bet in the Village Sun is.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that, but I'm just wondering if there's like,
the one that highlighted the most was on Beacon Street by Bill's.
Okay.
There's a little fire hydrant that a lot of people use as a parking spot to run in and get their food and come back out.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one that had the most.
Okay.
But I think that's, you know, if they had their way, they like to move the fire hydrant.
But they got one there.
I mean, you know, I think the whole intent was there's so many buildings there, that's why they put the fire hydrant.
Right.
If you look at it in the villages, you'll see a crowded area store, you'll see a fire hydrant right in the middle of it. So sometimes it takes up the parking space for a lot of people. We really don't go after the people at 10 feet unless there's a real issue going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if someone's 6 or 7 feet, we're not going to bother you.
Right.
But if you're blocking one, physically blocking one, that to me is, you know, ignorance.
Okay.
Boston won't even wait for a tow truck. They just smash the windows and go through right through the car.
No, oh, no, I've seen that. They've shown pictures of that in the past.
Yeah.
Well, you can't wait for a tow truck, right?
Alderman Blazer. Council Blazer.
James, I have a question on the fire hydrants. There's some fire hydrants that are out of order, they're not working.
So it's still a hydrant.
So you still can't park in front of those?
No.
Okay.
Well, the only way you can park in front of one, if it's bad, so you really don't, I mean, you know what it is, but because it's out of service and it's bagged, we won't tag for that.
Okay, but if it's not bagged, even though it's...
But if it's not bagged and it's out of service,
yeah.
I have like a little tag on it,
yeah.
It's still a fire hydrant.
Okay.
Because we really don't know if it's an old tag, a new tag, when there's a, like, the subcontractors for the city, Bizco and Grenice, do a lot of water services. Like, they just finished Cherry Street, they did the Upper Falls, Chestnut Street. They'll bag a fire hydrant and take it out of service. So on Chestnut Street, they will put a physical like garbage bag over it, wrap it up with duct tape. That's out of service. We're not going to whack anyone for parking in front of it. But if they're putting it, they're taking the old one out, we don't know the, you know, they don't tell us, hey, the water's not running to it.
We don't know.
And we see a little yellow tag on it. We don't know. We're not going to physically go over and look at a little tag. We're saying, hey, you should have common sense not to park in front of a fire hydrant. So the short version is if it's bagged, we won't tag. But if it's not bagged, we'll tag it.
Council Cody.
So I guess the question, and we've done a survey, we're proposing to increase that because of the numbers that were...
I'd just like to bring it to your attention. I want to go forward in the, probably next meeting or meeting after that to bring a proposal over the increase. I know it has to go to
finance
and everything else, but I just don't think $25 is really a threatening gesture.
Yeah. It's like parking.
I'm not asking for toll unless there's an emergency. That is covered by us, but I'm looking at increasing it. So I wanted to give a survey of what was around us.
Okay.
Again, I went to Touching Towns and then I went to the extra big one, which is Cambridge and Quincy. I was a little surprised by Cambridge being so little, but they do give a lot of citations.
That's a surprise.
They issue over 1,000 citations a year.
We're joined by Alderman Lipwath and Council Lipwath and and Council Norton.
What amount were you thinking of?
I was looking for the happy medium of what I was looking at here.
I'm going to be the first one with $75.
$100. I was looking for the $50 by Quindy and Walton.
I'd say go in the middle to $75.
Well, I wasn't trying to. I mean, that's up to you guys, but I was going to recommend $50. That's a little bit
of
a pinch, but not.
I want.
Lot.
You want to zing them? Yeah.
It should be zinged.
It should
be zinged.
That
would be an increase of the fire hydrants as well as the fire lanes.
Could we do a two-part? Look at 50 and then say, propose to finance it, look at it over a year or two period and see if it had any impact. Then if it didn't
we
have
can just redock it again. I wouldn't hold it up in committee like that. You know what I mean? But I'd say, you know, absolutely, you know, raise it to whatever you like and then we'll review it in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Or a year, whatever you folks feel is
the comparison I looked at Boston, Brooklyn was, it's so tight in those areas.
Yeah.
It's a lot tighter than what we have.
Right.
And they don't have like municipal lots and stuff like that. They might have a private parking garages like you pay money for, versus the meters that we have. So I wasn't looking at the crunch that Boston and Brookline have. I was looking at the median, where a Quincy or Waltham, surprisingly Cambridge is lower, but I was looking at something in the middle. So I thought $25 increase would be a comfortable increase.
That's 100%. I mean,
can always go up.
Right. I mean, if we feel that, you know, they're still writing a number of tickets on $50.
Yeah, because 25 is like a parking fee. Somebody's coming in from Boston, I don't think they're going to get $25.
Well, I'm hoping that when they come in to visit us, or they, or our own residents, they're not stupid enough to park in front of the hydrant.
Right.
But like I said, it's not permanent parking. What they do is they'll put the flashes on, get out of their car and leave and go grab something, then they come back. But who knows? And who's saying the car can't stall or something happens to the car and then now it's a permanent fixture in front of the hydrant?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like I said, when you go up and drive his head, one of the things they, I got a 16-year-old going through right now, and one of the internal classes, they tell you where you should not park statewide. And it tells you right in their manuals, you don't park in fire, you don't park in handicap unless you're allowed to, and you don't park in fire lanes. So right in the driver's ed class, they tell us not to do it.
Do you want to bring that restricted area for the fire lanes up to the same amount to make it uniform?
Parallel, yeah.
Okay.
I talked to the assistant chief, and he's on board. I didn't get to talk to the chief, but Gino said that Chief Corey was fine with increasing it because he thinks it's just, you know, a little sloppy. He wants people to appreciate what they have in front of them.
Sure.
So
I spoke with Assistant Chief Lucetti as well, and he just said whatever you guys do is, you know, is appropriate, so.
And they're just looking for assistance. You know, when they pull up to a fire or whatever it is, that's the last thing they want to see is the car parked or the emergency vehicles have to be.
Right.
Okay.
There's no reason to be pushing the cars out by. It's just sheer laziness. And, you know, it really drives me nuts. You know? Does somebody want to make a motion?
Was this discussion?
This is just
discussion.
Yeah.
This is just. I'm looking forward to the next.
Just wanted to see how the committee felt about it, and I think we're all in agreement that it should go up.
Okay.
Council Norton.
So, thinking that the fire line would also be 50.
Yes.
Because that seems less egregious to me, in that it's not always obvious, like if there's snow on the ground or whatever.
Well, usually, most fire lanes are like the hospitals or like malls. Or larger schools, larger properties. They usually have it marked out in orange, because that's a standard. And they usually have signs that are on the sidewalks that say fire lane. So if it wasn't populated with information, I would agree with you 500%. But when you come and see that orange sign, if you're a repeat visitor to a mall or a hospital, it's right there, it says fire lane, no parking, and like the no pee. So that's the only reason I'm saying majority of us know when you see that. That means not that, you know, when you go to the Newton Wellesley Hospital, not the cancer unit driveway, the old emergency driveway, the new driveway where the lights are. And if you don't go to the emergency room up the hill, you go to the right where the parking garage is, there's a office building right there. That's all fire lane, and it's always queued up. It's just constant, and you know, the parking attendant will come out and say, hey, you know, security, you're going to move your car, move your car. I'm sitting there watching, like, are you kidding me? It's all painted, and it has these blue signs with white lettering, and there's a big P, no parking. And people still sit, I'm just going to pick somebody up. Okay, well, you can't park here. And they have enough calls at that place where they're bringing the fire engines in, and they come into that circle, and they can't get in. So now they're laying on their horns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I just think it's common sense.
Yep.
I mean, those are two areas that we really should be focused on.
And I agree with you to make it uniform with both of them, so.
So if you're comfortable with it, I mean, you can still debate the price, but I'm going to dock it in probably about 2 weeks. And
Now, the finance will do that. We're just talking about the program itself.
Yeah, they're not.
The program
that.
Board.
Yeah.
But I'm in agreement it should go up, so.
Yeah.
All right.
All right,
it was a good discussion. It appears that everyone's in agreement. Is there anybody that's not agreeing with this? All right, we can may have a motion to NAN, and then he's going to redock it into our item.
Yep.
Okay. Is there a motion?
No motion on discussion.
No motion on discussion.
Oh, that's right. There's no number on it. Yeah, we don't even have to vote on it. Yeah, there's no number on it. Okay, great. All right, so that'll, we'll be hearing from the sergeant shortly on that. Next item, 352-15, providing the traffic council chair, providing the annual report of the work of the traffic council for 2015 pursuant to section 19-30G of the City of Newton revised ordinances of 2012. And our transportation planner, David Kosis.
Hi, everybody. So there's a very brief memo, one page. It's the same memo that you see every single year. Two of you maybe never saw it before. So I'm really just here to answer questions. The summary table is probably the easiest place to start. We had 9 meetings last year at Traffic Council, 61 items, including a new parking plan in Wauben. So now we have parking plans in Newtonville, Auburndale, and Wauben, and a small little one around the Carter School. Only one item was appealed to this committee, and that was on Smith Avenue. You probably remember that one. And our backlog has been increasing. It was up to 26 in October. Now it's about 29 or 30 items. So there's an extensive appendix with every item that we heard last year and how we voted. And I can take any questions if anyone has any.
Council Cody.
Look at the memorandum. I noticed a couple of wards particularly have large numbers. Is that because of, like, in Ward 4, in particular, Jay's ward, is that, like, because of the changes to the parking plan over the last year that all these were appeals and such, or is it just because they did the area once and before?
I think some years we had a huge number in Ward 2.
Yeah.
Last year was a large number. Actually, the year, not 2015, but 2014 was a very large number in Ward 4. So, you know, I think usually you don't see too many in 7 or 8.
Ward 1 usually busy?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They have big driveways, as they told us 15 years ago.
There's nothing too surprising.
So there's no, like, I know we did a lot of changes over the last couple of years in Auburndale. That's why I thought maybe a lot of those were appeals, but they're not really appeals or anything.
There were a few that we made added a few. We put the parking plan in place, and a couple streets wanted to be added to the plan. So, you know, there was maybe 5 items related to that.
Okay.
I expect some more moving forward. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think next year I would anticipate more in Wauben than this year. Mm-hmm.
I never saw it happen all last year or so, but did anything ever come back on Davis in Ward 3 where we changed the street? You know,
it never
came up again. I know the residents were a little bit.
We changed the no left turn.
No left turn. And then for a while, it was a little bit of people were going crazy, but then they stopped. I guess there's been no, I haven't heard anything since.
There's no access anymore.
Right. Yeah.
You can't see over the bridge.
Yeah.
People going left and they couldn't see coming to the cars coming over the bridge and they were picking up speed as they came down the hill.
And
so
that was
it. I think we had 3 accidents in like 6 months, so I just said, we gotta do something here.
Yeah. So, that's worked out well. So,
yeah.
And I haven't heard anything, that's why I was wondering, because I haven't heard anything about it in the last year or so.
Well, it's the people that are trying to take the left and take the right and go over to the bridge on Elm and cut out of the question. But I think the whole intent was to stop accidents. It wasn't to hurt people's driving habits, but I think it's worked.
And people probably wanted to take the alternate route.
Yeah, they're shooting over Perkins Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming down that one, right.
You know what is against Mason? They're not allowed to park overnight, right?
No.
I go to work at like 7 in the morning. It's 3 cars that are already leaving.
That's what you email people. What they're doing is I caught one the other day coming out of the driveway at 6:30 and they park it on the street.
That's right. So they get up early and they park their cars on
that's
the street to screw with everybody going through. We don't do that anymore, Dave.
On Harvard?
On Harvard. You're warning each other.
Again.
They're trying to
it's from Cabot to the bridge. and they get up early in the morning, they have all have driveways, and they come out of the driveway, and they line them up, so everybody going on Harvard Street during rush hour has to stop and pull behind a parked car and let somebody go and then come back out. They're doing it.
So why do they do that?
Well, we've been talking about it for a while, and something's going to be done.
Maybe people park in front of the house.
Is that the no parking in front of the house. No people trying to make the car. It's a customer.
It's a customer. It's
a customer. Oh, trying to make the car is not coming
down. Yeah, and it's not slowing people down. It's literally back in traffic.
The person who emailed me, I didn't believe it. I know how they can watch. Oh my God, right.
Right, and it's just, it's my route I take every day, so I've really noticed it, and it really is, it's not cool. And if you had a fire, there's no way of firing you.
And what's happening now is they're backing up the cars at the intersection before we traffic cross.
Yeah.
So now cars are trying to take lefts and rights, and they can't because all these cars are all jammed up.
So should we not get someone to take care of this?
Well, I wanted to...
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys talk offline about it?
Yeah.
Okay?
Some signs out there.
All right, is there any further questions? Alderman Hine?
No, I think
Council Hine.
I think they do an amazing job at traffic council, so it's like, you know.
Okay, can we get back to the... Thank you.
Is the backlog creeping up again because it's short, so there's staffing issues this past year?
Wait, what was the question?
Well, I guess because of staff, lack of staff.
One thing I can say is we had a hard time getting meeting dates at certain times of the year. We couldn't get any meeting date in December. We couldn't get any meeting date in March, I think. So, you know, we normally would have had 10 meetings. So there, you know, we also are short staffed at the moment.
To do the studies and to do the
right, so
photos and everything else.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work to put the presentations together to collect all the
Who's
data.
Doing that now?
Me.
You. Mm-hmm. Cool. Short staff.
How many people are you down?
We're waiting for a parking manager and a transportation director position.
Right.
And Nia's been forever.
And Nia's been out for she's gonna be shown. Right. So
job.
Yeah. Nice. So we're very short staffed.
So that recent staffing change is not really good for this then. The recent staffing change that happened a few weeks ago is not really good for this.
I
think that's what he said.
Yeah, it's a shortage.
Yeah,
shortage.
He said it was a transportation director. It was one of the two that are down.
Yeah, so we have two positions down, and then Nina's position, you know, temporarily vacant.
Was it a traffic accident?
No, she fell apart.
Good. I have something else.
Councilor Yates.
The thing from, it's TC 5814.
What's that?
So it was Zach requesting changes to parking restrictions on Chestnut Street south of Elliott Street. I don't remember what that was, but it might be in front of my house. I'm just sort of curious.
There's no Brian Yates parking zone.
I think we took no action on that because Zach left.
No.
And he was the one that docketed it, and we didn't know why he docketed the item.
Oh, it was still back up. Oh, okay.
Does it say that we took no action on it?
Yes, yes, it does. Yes, so, just.
Then my answer is correct.
Who's the person that was asking why the traffic council summary? Did we get an email?
Yes, we did.
Someone was
requesting this.
Looking for information online.
I don't know why she was looking for it. So we provided all these reports.
She went back years and years, O2? Didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Jane?
I don't remember her name.
I can't remember, but it was a couple of weeks ago. I know that.
Yeah, I just went, wow, why is that purpose? Was there a reason that they were
asking? I think that she was interested in putting stop signs along the carriageway.
She's the one.
I thought that
was Jane. That's not what I forget her last name.
Answer?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, she is the one. Yeah,
she wants to stop everywhere.
So we provided information. She thanked us. And
she had been working with
you. Can you link there? Open them up.
Okay, we normally, is there any other further questions?
No, they do a great job. You guys are amazing how the work you guys get done.
Okay, we normally NAN this. The motion. Council Yates moves NAN. All those in favor? 5670. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you, David.
Move NAN.
Okay, he's a docketer. 465-14. Alderman Sangiola, Gentile, and Hine requesting discussion regarding reducing the fee charge to residents for permit parking and toll grants. Alderman Sangiola is okay with this, and Councilor Sangiola is okay with this, and Councilor Hine has moved that we agree that vote no action necessary to be in line with finance. Is there any further discussion?
No.
All those in favor of NAN? 7-0. Okay. Our last item of the evening, 257-12. The Recodification Committee recommended 1, review the fees, civil fines, non-criminal disposition contained in Chapter 17, licensing and permits, generally in Chapter 20, civil fines, non-criminal disposition, civil fines to ensure they are in accordance with what is being charged, and 2, review the acceptance of General Law, Chapter 40, Section 22F, accepted July 9, 2001, which allows certain municipality boards and offices to fix reasonable fees for the issuance of certain licenses, permits, and certificates. The law department has not been ready for this, and it's been going on and on and on. It's been over a couple of years now, so finance decided they were going to take it off of their docket, and I decided that I'd do the same thing with the...
Maybe four years,
with the understanding that when they're ready, we'll redocket it. Okay? Is there any questions?
Nope.
Any further discussion? Councilor Yates moves NAN. Any further discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor? 7-0. That's it for this evening, folks. And Alderman Yates, hey, Councilor Yates is back. He did it. He moves to Germany. We're at 8:15.